A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yeah, you're listening to A Problem Shared with Tony and Val McGinley with us both on the line. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for joining us again this week.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, Jerry.
Okay, we're going to start, and if anyone's got any queries, you can get them into us now on 066-712-3666. You can text or WhatsApp us in on 083-300-3300, or you can email the more detailed ones in for Tony and Val at kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie. And you can always write to us, Main Street, Tralee, County Kerry, care of Tony and Val, and we'll pass the messages on. Okay, we want to hear from a listener that we'll start with this week, and it comes in from a listener who says, pre-COVID, I was in contact with relatives and friends on a fairly regular basis. Since lockdown ended, however, the contact both ways has petered out in many cases, but it doesn't bother me. I can't be bothered in making the effort to get in touch either. Is it a common experience, or is it something I should do to change this? What do we think, Tony?
Well, I'd say straight away, yes, you need to change it, because I believe that almost the single most important thing for us to stay, as it were, in a reasonable state of mind, is human contact. And relationships and human contact are very important to human welfare. So, yeah, I would say, yeah, contact the people, make some sort of a move. And if they don't contact you, well, give them a couple of goes.
Stick at it. Okay, Val?
Yeah, I agree with Tony. Give it a couple of goes. Don't do it on the first. Don't judge on the first interaction or lack of interaction. Give it a couple of goes. I know this, I get this, that this listener can't be bothered. And I think COVID has affected us in many more ways than we may know at present. So I think we need to, like, but this listener is cognizant of what's happening, and I think that's great. And go yourself, do you what you want yourself.
Mm. It's very easy to slip into that sort of I couldn't be bothered sort of area. And it's actually one of the signs of depression, to be honest with you. And I think you should make as many efforts as you can possibly to shake yourself out of that, because the pandemic took a hell of a toll on people, on their mental welfare. It's not the most published aspect of the pandemic, but it did take huge tolls in many people. So I would say shake yourself out of that one.
Okay. And look, could it be a case here, Tony, of that the other people who they used to be in contact with feel the same way? Like, are we in the process of some people still going through, look, what do I want to keep or what do I want to change, having gone through this experience of less contact with people and a different life before the pandemic for people?
Yeah, and it's become a lot more sort of on the phone or internet, the contact, you know. And I've been at several meetings now in the last few weeks, and it's lovely to be back working with people face to face. And when that is denied for a length of time, it affects our whole perception of ourselves, of life in general, and we slip into, as I say, a sort of semi-depressed sort of state where we think we're comfortable. Or this person said, it doesn't bother me. And yeah, it doesn't for a while. And then these things begin to affect our well-being. So I would say, look, definitely get on the phone, get out there and knock on the door or whatever and make those contacts.
What do we think, Val, on that element of it? Are people still trying to work through, I suppose, what they used to do, how many friends they used to have, the interactions they had, the work life thing and all that, but in their social lives, still trying to work through what they want to re-establish or what they want to keep or what they want to get rid of, I suppose, of the way they used to do things?
I think you're right, Jerry. I think, as Tony said there, COVID has had a much greater impact on us than we actually realise. And I still see signs for social distancing up in shops and on walls and things like that, and in walkways. So bearing that in mind, if this listener is afraid of getting COVID, socially distance, wear a mask if you have to, and make the contact.
And that's the thing to do, because you have to ask yourself as well, if you do break off those connections, then it will have an effect. You won't be meeting people, you'll be more introverted, and that necessarily isn't a great thing.
No, it's heading down a slope, and the bottom of that slope is depression. And a lot of people got depressed during the lockdowns.
That can have a major impact. And that did have a major impact on people. So we're still trying to figure it out from that point of view, Val.
Yeah. And I don't think we have really yet kind of gauged what the COVID did. It might take many, many years or several generations. But like, if there's a thought process going on, I think that's good.
Yeah, it is something to work on, because we were there was only when the whole thing stopped, I guess, that people realised that they were doing quite a lot of not just for work purposes, but socially unnecessary things. Yeah. I suppose, or too much, or flying around the place at a rate and not even having a moment to think for themselves.
Yeah, so I suppose on that basis, Gerry, what I would say to this listener is decide who's important in your life, or down the line who might be important in your life, and make the contact. And eliminate other people if you want to.
Yes,
yeah,
okay.
What you just said there, Gerry, is very good, you know, that there's good and bad in everything. There was a lot of bad in the pandemic, but I think it has educated the human race a little bit in a certain direction as well.
Yeah, certainly does. Okay, we've another query. It's in from a listener who says, I listened last week to a listener who was asking about new words and finding it difficult, having to look them up and all of those things. Well, now it's abbreviations which I'm having trouble with. Recently, I got TY in a text message. I was unable to make out what it stood for. When I asked the sender, he explained it was for thank you. Is there a way around this? It seems to me that abbreviations are here to stay, LOL, as the person says, which means laugh out loud. So what do we think?
Yeah, okay, I'll go on this one. I think this listener is doing what needs to be done. If you don't understand an abbreviation, contact the person who sent the abbreviation. Say you'd never come across that one before or whatever, and ask them what it means. I think fair dues to you. You're dealing with it.
Okay.
And I think you're right. Abbreviations are here to stay.
Tony?
Yeah, kind of zooming out from the subject a bit, abbreviations have exploded in the last, 20 years or so. And it's mainly, a lot of it is down to the electronic world we live in now. And I think, you know, every medical, every scientific, astrophysics, subatomic physics, they all have dozens and dozens and dozens of abbreviations. And personally, I can only deal with so many. And acronyms like that are, you know, they're necessary, but I think, you know, there are certain times in human history when they seem to take off. You know, during times of, I think the first time a lot of acronyms started appearing was after the First World War, or during the end of the First World War.
Now, and social media.
Social media has exploded it.
And I think, you know, the technical world has, of course, entirely exploded it. And, you know, now with the everybody having a broadcasting station and a computer in their top pocket, it's gone a bit bananas, I think, yeah.
Yeah. But is there a problem? Like, is there an issue with the butchering of the English language if everyone types in these abbreviations that words will be lost?
Well, that was one of the arguments against texting when it started, 15 years ago or whatever. And
you'd have people saying, see you later, it'd be the letter C, the letter U, and LTR written on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tend to use abbreviations when I'm texting myself, but they're understandable, like TNKS for thanks and stuff like that. But at the same time, they're a bastardization of the English language, and I think we need to preserve the languages we use, because it's, as it were, at the deepest level, they're how a whole community worldwide interconnect. And by lessening, as it were, the depth of that language or the extent of it, it has an effect on society. That's, as I say, zooming out from the subject a wee bit.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree with Tony. However, there are new words being added to the English language all the time. And I think that now with mobile phones and social media, I think we're into a new stage of communication, whether I like it or not.
Or not. Okay, it's an interesting point. We're going to pick up on that one and we're going to talk a bit more about it. And we have a couple of more queries to get to as well. If you have any more comments or queries for Tony and Val, get in touch with us on the show on 0667123666. We'll have more from A Problem Shared.
A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Okay, you're listening to Kerry Today. We're in A Problem Shared with Tony and Val McGinley, both with us on the line. And we were making a point on our last query about abbreviations, just finally before we leave it. Val made the point, like, whether you like it or not, it's the way of the word. Is that the key message here for the listener? Don't be put off by it. Just get engaged with it because it's the way things are going, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, one couldn't possibly engage with the amount of acronyms that are generated because they're literally being generated by the hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all are familiar with sort of NASA and LOL and, you know, NASA for NASA. We know what it means. But at the same time, with the amount that are coming on stream, no single individual, unless they're some sort of genius, could possibly deal with them all. And I think in our texting and the way we communicate nowadays, society, the use of acronyms have increased, and they are affecting, I think, the way the English language is going. And that, I think, is a bad thing.
Yeah, you just put a thought process into my head that if I'm texting and I have CU, I could put in brackets SEEYOU, bracket.
Yeah.
If I wanted to. And I could ask people who are communicating with me to do the same thing for a period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, you could indeed. That's for sure. That's one way around it. Okay, if you have another comment for us, get into us on the programme. Any comments on that, get in touch with us as well. We have another query here I want to get to. It says, I'm a mother who this year committed the cardinal sin of forgetting one of her daughter's birthdays. Not only was I very upset with myself, my daughter was very hurt. When I explained I forgot, she replied, biggest cop-out ever. I don't want this to happen again. Any tips on what to do? Is there any coming back from this one?
Other is, for God's sake. I mean, live with it is what I'd say. It happens to all of us, and, you know, it probably will ease out over time, but I would have a wee chat with the daughter, take her out for a coffee or whatever, and you know, explain, you know. As you get a little older, these things happen, dear.
Life gets in the way.
Also, like, I would say, I'm so sorry. I'm so upset about it myself. I'm furious with myself. And I'm wondering, is there anything that you can suggest that I do for this not to happen again? Because, to be quite honest with you, love, I'm at the stage where I need all the help I can get.
Yeah, yeah. So electronic reminders, getting involved, getting calendars up and running,
notes
all those sorts of things.
The kitchen cabinet as I have. I mean, if I couldn't live without my notes stuck up.
Yeah,
well, as you said there, Jerry, electronic reminders. I would assume, I don't know, I would assume that nearly all mobile phones now have have an alarm system.
Yes, yeah, yeah, they have calendars and you can set it to remind you a week in advance, a day in advance, an hour in advance or whatever you want in terms of an event.
And on my phone, I can do it like every week, every month, every day or every year.
Right,
not
yes.
Everybody can manage a mobile phone.
No, that's
way.
The other thing.
Me being one of them.
Yeah, yeah, there's plenty of people that keep it to paper and post-its and calendars on their desks and write notes and all of that. So all of those things are the way to avoid this from happening again. But first you have to, I suppose, repair the damage. Does she buy a big present next year? Is that part of the answer?
No, I think that would be... I think it's just a matter of, you know, getting a hold of her over a nice cup of coffee and explaining what happened, and eventually it'll ease out.
What do you think, Val? Can she buy her way out of it, Val?
Pardon?
Pardon?
Can she buy her way out of trouble with a big present?
I wouldn't do that.
No, that would be causing more problems. Oh, could easily cause more problems.
Listener, is that they have it sussed out. They're aware themselves of what happened. They want tips. And I would say if any listeners out there have tips, please send them in.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All help will be gratefully received, that's for sure. Okay, guys, listen, look, thanks a million for another brilliant problem share this week. If you have any queries or comments to get to for Tony and Val, get them into us now on any of our numbers. We'll pass them on to them in time for next week's programme.